And you turn to your Bibles to John chapter 4. I do want to say thank you, church, and the pastor for allowing me to preach. And always thankful for the opportunity to preach at this church and what God's doing here, and especially those as well who prayed and supported me while I was in England. Just want to thank you publicly for that as well. John chapter 4 in your Bibles. The Bible says in beginning in verse number 1, "When therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus himself baptized not, but his disciples, he left Judea and departed again into Galilee. And he must needs go through Samaria. Then cometh he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus saith unto her, Give me to drink. For his disciples were gone away unto the city to buy meat. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, How is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Jesus answered and said unto her, If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, Give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. The woman saith unto him, Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle? Verse 13, Jesus answered and said unto her, Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. The woman saith unto him, Sir, give me this water that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. Jesus saith unto her, Call thy husband. Go call thy husband and come hither. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said unto her, Thou hast well said, I have no husband, for thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband, and that saidest thou truly. The woman saith unto him, Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and ye say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship, ye know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews, but the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. Verse 24, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. The woman saith unto him, I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things. Jesus saith unto her, I that speak unto thee am he. And upon this came his disciples, and marveled that he talked with the woman. Yet no man said, What seekest thou, or why talkest thou with her? The woman then left her water pot and went her way into the city, and saith to the men, Come, see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? I want you to ask yourself this question tonight. Am I satisfied? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you humbly in Jesus' name. And Lord, I realize my need of you tonight. Lord, I cannot preach in my own strength. And Lord, I pray that you continue, Lord, as you have already have, speaking to us through your word, Lord. And it's only through your strength and through your spirit, God, that we want to come to you tonight. God, we want to hear from you. And Lord, we need you now more than ever. And we just pray, God, that you'd remind us that a satisfied life, a joy-filled life, is only found in your presence. It's only found in living for you, Lord, in simple obedience. And Lord, I need you tonight. We pray that you'd be lifted up, Lord, and you'd be honored, you'd be glorified. Thank you for making a way for us to know you. If there's someone in here who doesn't know you, we pray that they'd come to know you tonight. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. We find in this passage that this is after Christ's first public miracle. It's after Christ goes into the temple and overturns the tables. It's after Christ's conversation with the Pharisee Nicodemus. And then we come to John chapter 4 and we find someone who's not at all close to looking like and acting like a religious Pharisee. And it's this woman at the well. And what's really neat about this passage is in those days, the Samaritans and the Jews, they really weren't friendly with one another. And there's historical and there's cultural reasons for that, and there's many of them. One is in 722 BC. Actually, I learned this in a Bible class, so I'm thankful I remember this from Crown. But the Assyrian Empire, they came to the northern kingdom and they attacked them there and they took many people captive. And many of the people that were left behind, the Jewish people, they married people who weren't Jews. And the people that they had were not fully Jewish and they would be known as Samaritans. And that was one reason the Jews did not really like them, many of the religious Jews, because they were not fully Jewish. And there were many other reasons why the Samaritans may have not liked the Jews as well. But Christ stepped beyond that cultural barrier. He stepped beyond that historical conflict that had happened because he knew there was a woman at that well at that time of day that he had to meet. And the Bible says in John chapter 4 of what we've already read in verse number 4, the Bible says about Christ, and he must needs go through Samaria. Then cometh he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus saith unto her, give me to drink. This woman in that time of the day was coming to the well when most people didn't come. She came alone. Most women in those days when they came to the well, they'd come early in the morning, but she wasn't coming. The Bible says she came about the sixth hour and she came alone. She didn't come in a group. Maybe this could be the reputation she had. Maybe it could be the sinful lifestyle she was living and no one wanted to be associated with her. But that didn't stop Christ from stopping at that well. Many people in those days would go around Samaria. The Jews didn't want anything to do with the Samaritans. But Christ knew that he had to go through because that woman was going to be there. And you know what, friend? Christ knew you'd be here tonight. Christ knew the things that would be ruling and reigning in your heart that are stopping you from living the life that he has for you. He knew the sin. He knew the bitterness, the hate, whatever sin it may be in your life tonight. Only you and God know. He knows. He knew that. And he's brought you here tonight. And he wants to forgive you. And he wants to meet you where you are. You don't have to clean yourself up before you come to him. He'll meet you where you are as he met that woman at the well. The Bible says in Psalm 147 and verse 5, great is our Lord and of great power. His understanding is infinite. God knows all things. He knows every detail of your life. He knows the things you're holding on to. He knows the shame. He knows the guilt. He knows the brokenness. He knows the things that have been inflicted on you. He knows where you are. And the Bible says in 1 John chapter 3 and verse 20, for if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart and knoweth all things. God knows all things, and he knew where that woman was at in John chapter 4. He knew all the sinful baggage she was carrying that day, but he pursued her anyway. And you may have strayed. You may be out in that far country as that prodigal son was in Luke chapter 15. And no doubt this is where the woman was at that we find in John chapter 4. Lost, bound for hell, separated from God. And maybe you don't know Christ as your Savior. Friend, God wants to meet you where you are today to forgive you and to save you and to transform your life if you will come to him. But I want you to notice firstly that Christ knows me. He knows where you are. He knows every detail of your life. But I want you to notice, secondly, in point two, the Bible, Christ satisfies me. The Bible says in verse 13 and 14, Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Christ in this passage, he's not talking about a physical water to satisfy her needs, but of one that can satisfy her soul. And there's an empty heart, there's an empty hole in our heart that only God can fill, that only God could fill in her life. And no doubt she's probably trying to fill it with all sorts of things. Christ was speaking of something far greater than temporal water, but of something that could satisfy her and make her alive spiritually and back into a relationship with God. And the same is true for us, friend. The things of this world as a Christian will never satisfy you. We've experienced this living water in Christ. We've experienced what it's like to be made alive in Christ. And yet so many times we go our own way. We go back to the well of this world to try to satisfy ourselves. I don't know what your opinion is on Tom Brady, but after winning 3 Super Bowls, this is what he said. Why do I have 3 Super Bowl rings and still think there's something greater out there for me? He continued to say this, there's got to be more than this. And can I tell you, friend, there is more. There's more than a sin-filled high moment and then feeling empty the next. Christ is the only one who can satisfy. He's the only one who can meet you where you are. He's the only one that can give you a true joy-filled life. And that living water that He offers you, sinner, will make you alive unto Christ and back into a relationship with your Creator. And then I want you to notice, thirdly, is Christ confronts me. And we see in this passage, as you go down, Jesus is speaking of this living water to this woman. And Christ goes on to say in verse 16, "Go call thy husband and come hither." The woman answered and said, "I have no husband." Jesus saith unto her, "Thou hast well said, I have no husband, for thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband, and that saidest thou truly." The woman saith unto him, "Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and ye say that in Jerusalem is a place where men ought to worship." Jesus, in these first few verses, is confronting this woman with where she is at spiritually. She goes on to say, "Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet." And no doubt if someone told you all the things that you've done, you'd be pretty surprised. You'd be pretty shocked. And Christ confronted her, but she goes on to speak of worship. And Christ isn't speaking of worship here. He's speaking of where she's at in her life. And something that's so difficult for so many of us is to come to terms with where we are spiritually and where we are in our walk with God. My friend, I'm asking you tonight, are you willing to come to terms with where you are spiritually so you can be where God wants you to be? Because He can only satisfy your soul. And Christ does address her question about worship. And He speaks about how we're to worship the Father in spirit and in truth. But you can't do that if you don't have a relationship with Him. And you can't have that fellowship with Him, Christian, if sin's in your heart. And God wants you to bring that sin to Him for so you can confess it and get it right with Him. And He wants to forgive you and change your life if you only will come. I want you to notice, lastly, Christ can change me. And Christ did change your life. But that lady had a choice in John chapter 4 on whether to come to Him. And I want you to know, friend, that if you come to Christ tonight, He'll meet you where you are. He'll forgive you, and He can take you to where He wants you to be. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank You for this day. We thank You for who You are and the life that's found in You. God, we just pray that You do a work tonight that only You can do. Lord, help us to find our satisfaction in Christ. In Jesus' name, amen.